I am a performer. It is my parnassa. I am counting on it for many things, especially a 24-hour nurse for my 82-year-old mother. In my show, I am dressed very modestly. The material is clean, funny, inspiring, and touching, and I tap dance. All dances and moves are funny and skilled and non-sexual. I also sing, but a comedy type of singing. I feel great about what I am doing and the message I am sending. I feel tznius within. However, I am aware of Jewish law. I understand there's a leniency if one sings from a microphone. My show is not sexual, it is spiritual. What are your suggestions? My husband and I are both Shomer Shabbos, Kashrus, Mikveh, etc. My husband supports me in performing for a secular crowd. Anonymous from Canada. Okay, I find this to be very difficult to answer since I don't know you personally, and I understand that this is a very delicate question. However, we're dealing with two things that are prohibited. One prohibited in essence, that is a woman singing in front of men, which is a prohibition, a rabbinic prohibition at least, and is not permitted even for parnassa reasons. The fact that you feel tznius within doesn't take away the prohibition of singing in front of men. Perhaps, and singing in the microphone, especially where men observe you at the time that you're singing, I'm not aware of any heter for that. Maybe what you can do, since it's a comedy kind of thing, is to record not your own personal singing, but perhaps a child or someone that sounds maybe even like a woman or a man that can make his voice sound like a woman, and mime together with the recording what it is that you want to sing. So it appears like you're singing, but it's not your singing voice. That would at least accommodate the letter of the law. Concerning the dancing is not prohibited specifically, intrinsically, but if it causes men to have indecent thoughts and to look at a woman in a more than casual gaze, but to intensely look at her performing, that would be problematic. However, here again, if the dance is something that does not arouse any kind of indecent thoughts, nor that someone has to look at you intently as a woman, then there may be leniencies that one could have in doing that kind of dancing. Maybe that's not considered dancing. That's just considered performing or something like that, since the moves are not sensual moves. That I couldn't know unless I really was able to hear clearly what kind of dancing this is. That also, maybe you can find some way of, instead of dancing, tap dancing or whatever, put something else into the repertoire that doesn't involve dancing itself. Again, if I would know you and your husband personally and know your situation, know who you're performing in front of, and exactly what is involved, I maybe can give you better advice, but under the circumstances, maybe look into both of these ideas and also speak to your local rabbi who you usually go for questions, who I'm sure you have someone like that because you say you're a person who is Shomer Shabbos, Kashrus, Mikveh, etc. So there's a mitzvah, Selech HaRav, to have a rav who knows you personally, knows your situation personally, and would be able to give you guidance on the spot.